God, we know that we have all done things that we wish we hadn't, that we all have said things we wish we hadn't. Some of these may be secrets we keep just to ourselves. Help us to open ourselves to you, to trust you with our most painful parts, and to open ourselves to your forgiveness, your understanding, and your healing. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, when I was a child, one of my favorite programs was I've Got a Secret. Does anybody remember that? A few at this service. I'm dating myself. I don't think that's on TV land, is it? Is anybody rerunning I've Got a Secret? Well, the premise, it was a quiz show, and the premise was they'd have a contestant, and the contestant's secret was their line of work. So the panelists, which was a bunch of movie stars and celebrities, like they would do on those shows, they would keep asking questions, and the whole thing was who would be the first person to guess that person's line of work. Well, secrets are a lot of fun, especially when we're growing up. Do you remember when someone come to you and say, I've got a secret, or do you want to know a secret? It was really a lot of fun to be told that you were going to get to hear the secret. Of course, the problem with secrets is that once you hear it, you're not supposed to tell anyone else. And do you think it's hard for kids to keep a secret? Of course it is. Kids end up telling all of their secrets. But it's still a lot of fun, because if someone comes to you and tells you a secret, it makes you feel really special, even if they go out to the next person, the next person, the next person, and also tell that secret. Now, as children, we also experienced another kind of secret, one that wasn't quite so much fun. And that's when we did something we weren't supposed to do. I think my mom must have counted every cookie in the cookie jar, because if I took one, she knew. We had an attic upstairs, and it was one of those ones where you'd pull down the door, and then they'd pull down the ladder. And we weren't supposed to go up there when our parents weren't home, because they had a few boards, you know, but if you stepped off the board, you'd probably go right through the ceiling. But you think we ever snuck up there? Of course we did. And we hoped we wouldn't fall through the ceiling, because that would really give us away. But we didn't want anybody to find out we'd been there. Or worst of all, in my case, I had a younger brother. And, you know, maybe once in a while we'd roughhouse a little bit and he'd get a little bit hurt. And then I'd say, what? Don't you dare tell parents. So growing up, we have these things. We've all done them where we've messed around with something we shouldn't have messed around with. We've done something. We try to hide it. We broke something we weren't supposed to be playing with, and we try to hide it or to fix it the best we can, or have someone not tell on us. I don't know, but I think my mother must have had an eye in every single room and two outside, because she always found out. She always figured out anything I ever did wrong. And there were a few things that probably weren't the greatest things for me to have done growing up as a child. Now, much of the secret business as children was fun and probably not too serious. But there was also something very important about this, because this process of secrets and being found out and dealing with them teaches us a couple things. It first of all teaches us integrity. Somehow we have this strange idea that the truth is not going to come out, but it almost always does, doesn't it? Sooner or later, the truth comes out. So we learn that maybe it's best sometimes just to go say, I'm sorry, but I did this, and I know I shouldn't have, but whatever. The second thing is we learn responsibility, that we're going to make mistakes in life, and we need to take responsibility for those mistakes, but it's not the end of the world. And hopefully you are in a home where you also learned, thirdly, the power of forgiveness, that you can make a mistake and you can talk about it, it can be healed, and everything can be good again. Now, I recognize that some homes are not that way. There are some homes where forgiveness is rare and punishment is the norm, and they can even to the point of abuse, and that is certainly a tragic thing that needs to be dealt with at a much deeper level. But for most of us, we learned that we can make mistakes and they can be dealt with and we can grow and learn through them. Now, as we grew up, we may have learned about another kind of secret, and this one was far more serious. It's what we sometimes call the family secret. This is something in our family that we see as being so shameful or so embarrassing or so dangerous that we live in fear that somehow it is going to get out. Maybe a parent or a grandparent was a criminal and spent time in jail and you don't want anybody to know. Maybe your family is going through a really bad financial crisis, but you're trying to cover it up and act like everything is normal. Maybe you have a parent who is an alcoholic or a brother or sister and you're trying to keep anybody from finding out about that. I remember when I was growing up, it was such a shameful thing in most families if a daughter ever got pregnant before she was married. And sometimes people would ship the daughter off to some distant relative and hope someone never found out. We even had institutions, one of them the Lutheran Church supported, called Homes for Unwed Mothers. And that was for these young women who their families didn't want them at home, or maybe they wanted them at home, but they were too embarrassed to have them go through the pregnancy. More recently, and it's gone on forever, but people are talking more about it, but in many cases, if you had a member of your family who was gay, that was something people felt they really needed to hide. They worried that could come out. Or in the context in which Rosemary works, where I've met many families, you have many families that maybe have been in this country for 20 years, but their first child was brought in here illegally and is not a citizen. Maybe they have two or three other children who are born here and they are citizens, but the family lives in fear that someone's going to find out who that oldest child is and the possibility of deportation for a family member. So family secrets are the things we try to hide. And it's an interesting thing about family secrets because everybody in the family tends to know what those secrets are, even if they've never been told them or they never witnessed them. I think families just kind of know unconsciously when something is wrong. And almost everybody in the family knows what the secret is, or if they don't know what the secret is, they know there is something there that's being guarded and protected, and they don't dare look into it. And so the whole family ends up being involved in trying to keep the secret. Everybody lives in fear not only that the secret will be found out, but they live in fear that someone in the family may betray the whole family and let the secret out. This can lead to a great deal of suspicion and anxiety within that, quote, family system. We know that in most cases, problems that an individual family member have, however, are part of the whole family system. And fortunately, today we actually have in our world of therapy a process called family systems therapy that recognizes that there's usually in most families an identified patient, but that doesn't mean that other people are not participating in some way in whatever the problem is. Instead, in fact, some families need to have a scapegoat so they don't have to deal with their other issues. So maybe you have a child that just is in trouble a lot for whatever reason, and so whenever anything else happens in the family, you don't have to deal with it. You can just say, well, it's Johnny's fault. If it wasn't for Johnny, everything would be okay. Now, one of the dangers of secrets is that we may begin to believe that who we really are is not important. It's the secret that is important. So we don't really know who we are, and we're afraid that we can't reveal who we really are. This fear can be almost paralyzing at times. It can keep joy out of our lives. It can keep us suspicious of other people because if we let someone into our friendship circle, we're afraid they're going to discover what the secret is. Maybe we never want to bring anybody into our house or home for that very reason. It can make us so suspicious. It can hurt those around us as they become part of this system of hiddenness. It can keep us from experiencing the freedom and creativity that God wants for all of us. When I first moved to Phoenix, it wasn't long before, of course, I wanted to take my kids to the San Diego Zoo. How many have been to the San Diego Zoo? Oh, a few of you still need to go. One of the best in the world. Well, one of the most popular exhibits there are the giraffes. this little compound of giraffes. Now, giraffes are amazing. They're just as amazing as you think. They're tall and graceful and beautiful. But when you see them up close, you may be surprised by a couple of things. First of all, we tend to think that tall means thin. Well, these giraffes have very thick necks. And their legs are actually pretty short, and they're very powerful. You can begin to see why they could kick a lion, and it would go scurrying away. Now, how do they keep these giraffes in this compound? There's no cage. There's no wall. There's no bars. All there is this little moat that runs around it. There's not even any water in it, and the moat is probably only about knee-high to a giraffe. But all the giraffes are trapped. And do you know why they're trapped, even though freedom is two steps away? Because not a single one of them will dare take that first step into the moat because of the fear of falling and breaking their neck. That's the way secrets are. Freedom and forgiveness may be just two steps away, but we don't dare take that first step. Now, I'm not saying everybody should run around and share their secrets. I think we live in this information. We almost all know what TMI means now, whether it be on Facebook or on reality TV. Too much information. That's not the issue. But there are places where we all need to finally be able to have the freedom to share what is most bothering us, what is most painful, what is most embarrassing, what is most shaming. And of course, the first place is with God. You know, theologically, we've always said God knows everything. Well, if that's the case, we might as well just talk about it. God invites us always to share the most painful part of us. Look at our text for today from the gospel. Jesus says, "So have no fear, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered. And nothing is secret that will not be known." But he's saying it not because so we should be afraid, but so we don't have to be afraid. Now, admittedly, he speaks this in a very different context than that in which we live. Jesus knew his followers would be persecuted for their faith, that lies would be told about them, that what they said is the truth would be misrepresented, and that his disciples would be slaughtered and slandered. And so, because they could be killed, he went on to say, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body." Jesus thus encourages his followers to speak the truth regardless of the consequences, even if it is misunderstood or misrepresented, for God will be with them, he says. "Are not sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." So first, we share our secrets with God. Secondly, we sometimes need to share them with another person. There are many wonderful support groups out there today, like Alcoholics Anonymous or Al-Anon, or groups for people who are dealing with depression or almost any issue. Sometimes just another group of people who have been through the same thing can be helpful to us. Sometimes we need individual counseling, something so painful and we don't understand how it's affecting us. There are many fine therapists in the world who can help us work through those dynamics. And sometimes it's a good idea to take a secret to a pastor, especially not so much for the counseling part of it, because we're not trained. We have some training, but we're not professionals in that. And I always refer people who I think need psychological counseling. But if it has to do with the issue of absolution and forgiveness, I have had people come in who are so upset about something they've done or whatever, and sometimes just the process of pronouncing the absolution upon them with the sign of the cross can be a step in healing. God always calls us into the truth that will set us free. I think of Jesus' words in John 8:31, where he says, "If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples, and will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." God wants us to be released from the shame we may feel because we have been abused or forced to carry the secrets of other people. God wants to take away our fear of being misrepresented or misunderstood, as we still can be in this culture if we share what we believe to be the will of God. In the midst of whatever we fear, whatever we feel, we need to try to, and whatever we think we need to try to hide, God says to us today, as in our text, have no fear, do not be afraid. I am with you, and I am here to listen and to understand and to forgive. Amen.